Are your pets a precious part of your family? Of course they are. How do you feel, though, when you're forced to pack your pooch or your pampered puss into a cage and pop them in the cargo hold of an airplane if you have to go somewhere? Well, it could be a thing of the past if Virgin Australia's plans to allow pets to fly in the main cabin of planes on domestic flights is approved. So, are pets on planes a good idea? James Nixon is a retired A380 pilot with thousands of hours of flying under his belt. James Nixon, good afternoon.
G'day, Prue. How are you?
I'm really well. How do you feel about this idea that pets, a pussycat or a puppy dog, might be sitting next to you on your next domestic flight?
Well, I've been through this many times because, of course, flying the A380 into the United States, you have to allow people to bring pets on planes. And a flight we used to do from Milan to New York, quite often there'd be people bringing their dogs on the plane with them. Of course, these are the ones we know about. You never can tell if people smuggle their planes, smuggle their pets onto the planes without you knowing about it.
Oh, you mean so they have like either a pussycat or maybe a little mouse or something like that just down their jacket?
You never can tell. Whew. And we can't check all of them, but you never can tell what gets on the plane. But the thing that all the air crew worry about, because we've all seen this video that went rampant around the world in about 10 seconds, was when a lady in America brought a comfort horse on the plane
that.
With her. Remember that little horse standing in the aisle?
Yep.
You know what horses do after about 2 hours, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's not pleasant, is it?
Jane Hardlicker reckons that Virgin's only going to let cats and dogs, small ones, fit on in the aeroplane if they fit in the box under the seat in front of you. And she said no rabbits, no guinea pigs, no anything else. And I thought, well, what happens if someone says my guinea pig thinks it's a cat? Or my rabbit identifies as a puppy. What are you going to say to them at the door of the airplane?
Well, if you've got very, very strong rules around it, I'm sure that, I mean, I don't know, maybe, but also some of them do look like other types of animals, don't they?
They sure do. And I can tell you, after having flown many, many guide dogs on airplanes all around the world, is that the proper guide dogs and comfort animals are usually well-behaved, much better than the passengers.
Yeah, I bet they are. Have you seen any strange animals on your own flights?
No, there's a few falcons in the United Arab Emirates. They have a law that, you know, they can bring their falcons on the planes. So they come on with these hooded birds standing on their arms. And, you know, in some cases, people, I think first class, they're allowed two birds on each seat. And they just sit there looking very regal with a hood over their heads and some streamers hanging down, sitting on the edge of the seat.
Falcons. That is not something I would have imagined, although, I mean, they can't fly that distance by themselves, so.
Well, we used to tell them as they were getting off, I'd say, that's the highest you're ever going to fly, mate.
Well, probably. Although, I mean, if they are really well-behaved, it's quite curious. But, my mind is not yet made up, and I'm certainly getting a lot of texts from people who say, well, that's the last time I'm going to be flying for the next little while.
I think the worst one I had was Crocs. And, I mean, the Crocs on the footballers coming back from a flight from Bali to Perth. And when they came to the aeroplane, I thought, this is it's going to be a zoo back there. And really, animals are very rarely worse behaved than the passengers.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do have to keep that in mind. Hey, James, you've travelled all around the world. I bet you've been in some pretty hot places.
Yep, sure have. I was just listening to Justin give you some good advice at the head of the hour there.
Mm.
And I've been to Iraq and to all these places in the Middle East, Syria. I've been to Yemen. And I lived in Dubai. The hottest I can remember is 53 degrees. And then having to do a walk around the aircraft before the flight to check the aircraft out. And underneath the airplane where the air conditioning comes out, it's much, much hotter. And, of course, at airports, there's no shade anywhere. So the airplane's just sitting there and you're walking around in the bright sunshine. So usually it's much hotter than the 53 in the shade. So the trick is to keep heaps of water. Just keep going for the water. If you think you're thirsty, like if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
So you just have to keep drinking the whole time.
Yeah, because it's just pouring out of you straight away.
Are there any regulations around not being able to fly in heat? Because I know, I mean, obviously, when there's ice on a runway or when there's low visibility, there are all sorts of rules around that. But does heat ever get a look in?
It sure does. And the flights, the heavy flights, where the planes are completely full of fuel, flying to America from Dubai, and they go up over the North Pole and down to Los Angeles and Seattle and San Francisco, they have to take off at 8:30 in the morning from Dubai because in the middle of summer, and it's only about 6 weeks that Dubai has really hot weather, or probably 3 weeks where it's really hot and it's only 6 weeks of summer. Most of the time it's normal, but those flights are scheduled to take off at 8:30 in the morning in the cooler part of the day. You certainly couldn't take off at midday. The performance figures of the airplane for it to get to flying speed on the time allowed on the runway or the distance allowed on the runway are a factor. So really, if it's a really hot day, that really reduces your ability to take off with a heavy weight.
Mm. Oh, fascinating. I could talk to you all day, James, because I'm a bit of a travel nerd. But I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Prue.
James Nixon is a retired A380 pilot.